I remember in my my first few years in the seminary, I would oftentimes hear Bishop Weissenberger, as he was speaking to the priests or the seminarians, he would tell us, no lone rangers. Don't try to be a lone wolf. Don't try to live this life alone, but help each other, support each other, depend on each other. This was a good lesson for me to learn as I was entering the seminary. It helped teach me the value of building good relationships with the other guys I was in school with. But it's also a good lesson for every one of us. Don't try to go through life alone, but work to build good relationships. Love one another. Help each other out. Because as human beings, we are made for community. We have a natural desire for community. I think it's obvious when we look at it that we don't want to be alone. That's why we form families, why we join clubs or organizations, fraternities, sororities. It's even reflected in the stories that we tell, the movies that we watch. Whether it's King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table, or the Fellowship of the Ring, or the Avengers, the Justice League, Ocean's 11, whatever it is, whatever you're into. We love stories about people who come together and who work alongside one another for a common purpose. And I think we love these stories because they reflect this natural desire that we all have for community, for relationship. And this desire for community, it's so natural to us, it's written so deeply on the human heart, because as the book of Genesis tells us, we are made in the image and likeness of God. And God himself is a community of three persons, the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, three persons in one God who lived in an eternal exchange of love. And it's this loving communion of the Trinity that is so imprinted upon each and every one of us and which draws us all together to live not only in relationship with each other, but most importantly, in relationship with God. The problem, as we all know, is that we have a tendency to really mess this thing up. We look at history, we see that over the course of time, mankind becomes scattered and divided through sin, through hatred, through fighting, selfishness. Because sin can only bring about division. Because sin looks inward. It's us looking at ourselves. It's a form of self-seeking that isolates us from one another. And it can even separate us from God. And that's why in the first reading today, we hear Moses appealing to God's mercy, asking him to overlook the sinfulness of these stiff-necked people, as he calls them, to forgive their sins and receive them once more as his own, to draw them back into that loving relationship that had been lost. Because ever since the fall in the garden, human beings had been separated from God, and the whole story of salvation history is the story of God trying to win his children back, of trying to restore that broken relationship. And the great work of our salvation culminated in the gift of his son, Jesus. And so that's the famous line from today's gospel, that God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. That God loved all of us so much that he could not bring himself to abandon us. He could not leave us separated from him, separated from one another, divided and scattered by our sin. So that's what Christ came to bring us. That's what his sacrifice on the cross won for us. It brought us back together to allow us to live eternal life in communion with the Holy Trinity. Today, this Sunday, the church celebrates Trinity Sunday, the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. It's a day in which we celebrate that great mystery that is the Trinity, that mystery of three persons in one God. And the very life of God is love. It's the Father loving the Son loving the Father, and the love between them is the Holy Spirit. But as we celebrate the Trinity today, it's also a good day for us to remember that since we are made in the image of God, who is love itself, that means that our lives must also image that same love. It must reflect that divine love. As I've been saying, we have this natural desire for community, to live in peace with one another, to get along. But the only way of attaining this is to allow this love of God to be made visible in all of our lives. Many spiritual writers will oftentimes talk about the unitive power of love, that while sin divides, love unites. Love brings us back together. And so in this sense, each of us can make our lives very Trinitarian. We can reflect the Trinity by choosing love over hatred, by seeking to serve the other rather than focusing on ourselves. And by living this life of love, we can each better image God in the world, and we can begin to tear down the barriers that divide us, and we can all realize this close life of communion for which we all long.